This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the organization of the Marché de Sanaga. Because Acorn organizes tens of thousands of hawkers and street vendors in India, I've spent a lot of time in a wide variety of markets over the last decade, from ones that have been operating for literally 400 years to some that were thrown together overnight as they moved away from police harassment. Nonetheless, the visit to the Marché de Sanaga, or Sanaga Market, the largest fruit and vegetable market, we were told, in all of Central Africa, was a fascinating experience as we toured for several hours with the president of the workers' association that ran the market. Sanaga is the name of the river nearby and a giant gantry crane's tower within a short distance. And in fact, some of the goods are broken down from trucks here and put in containers for shipping to other African countries from here. The Sanaga market is a bulk or wholesale market. Visiting in the rainy season, we can testify that it was a working market as we stepped lively between the puddles to avoid trucks, vans, and scooters hauling our produce. Amazingly, these 30 to 35 kilo baskets were being head carried by laborers drenched in sweat and dirt continually from the trucks out to the moto drivers. In India, these laborers are called Mathari workers, and in the huge public markets in Mumbai, their union is storied and strong. In Douala, the works seem more informal. The moto drivers tied what seemed to be more than 500 pounds of these baskets on their small 125cc motorcycles. We watched one so loaded that he needed to be pushed by the laborer off of his kickstand in order to move his bike forward. The load was so heavy. The president explained that there were 4,500 vendors in the market, not counting the thousands of drivers and laborers. The market was organized into 12 sectors, and he had two stewards, for lack of a better word, who managed each sector. Each sector handled three main items, whether okra, tomatoes, carrots, bananas, or whatever. The stewards collected the dues or rent from the vendors on a weekly basis. The dues was 500 francs or less than $1 US per week. Surprisingly, the market had only been in operation for about 20 years, but it was a huge and bustling operation with little sign of government interference. We saw one policeman in the market who came to the president to make change. There were several traffic policemen up the stairs on the main boulevard surfing the chaos of loading moto drivers, carriers, and regular drivers. The president had been a former student leader. He was also a vendor and had a small office where other vendors could come and do their paperwork and keep out of the rain for a minute. He told us the vendors were in trouble this week. Prices had dropped for a basket of tomatoes, for example, from 600 francs to 3,500 francs in just a week. The crops had been too good in the agricultural districts. Some vendors wouldn't make it. When asked plans for the future, he said vendors in the association wanted the government to build a permanent infrastructure for the market with fixed and covered shelters and vending areas. We asked how they would achieve this. He explained that first they would send a letter to the minister, then they would wait for some time for an answer, then they would send a second letter to the minister, then they would wait for some time for the answer, then they would send a third letter to the minister, then they would wait for some time for an answer. If there was still no answer, they would take action. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.